Well, good morning, and welcome to this service of Holy Eucharist for the week of Pentecost 16. I am overjoyed to see your faces this morning. Many of you I've seen throughout the pandemic, here and there, outside the building, and with masks on inside, but it's really nice to be together once again for worship this morning. And I'd also like to take the opportunity to welcome those worshiping with us online today. As you know, this service today will be recorded for Sunday, and it's already started recording, Ben, so we've taken care of that. And so just so you know, some of the things will sound a little peculiar to you today. It's because we're also welcoming our Sunday crowd as well. Although I think it's important to say we cannot all be together at this point, which is heartbreaking. We know that we are together in Christ and can be assured that our church family is praying for one another. So before we begin our service, we do have a few announcements for you. First of all, welcome back. Even though we've learned how to wear our masks and sanitize our hands as we shop and as we work, this is our first time actually following these protocols in the church. Not to worry, we are going to have a demonstration in a moment. I think Kathy's going to help me with that today. We'll act out for you how to safely come forward to receive communion and how to exit the church at the conclusion of the service. The important thing to remember this morning is that you keep your mask on at all times and that there is to be no congregational singing at this time, although you may hum if you feel so moved by the Spirit, and I do encourage that. For those who are ready on Sunday morning, fellowship and coffee will resume outside the church following the service, so please remember to bring your coffee and your lawn chair. And for those following online, our Sunday school program resumes today, Sunday, September 20th, on Zoom at 11:15 a.m. Please do use your Zoom link to connect to the online classroom. Our drive-through prayer event and the blessing of pets, which will take place on Sunday, October 4th, St. Timothy's Altar Guild Directress, who's here today, Sheila Martin, has suggested that instead of gathering fresh food for our local food cupboard for Harvest Thanksgiving, which of course during this time is discouraged due to the pandemic, that the drive-through could also function as a time to gather our canned goods for our Harvest Thanksgiving, and we'll pass those along. So please bring with you your canned goods, canned food with you, and drop it off into the bin on your way through the drive-thru. Church calendars for 2021 are available. The price is $5 for each. There's a limited number of calendars, so please do contact Sheila Martin in order to put forth your order for her. Sheila's contact information, of course, will be found in Thursday's e-blast. And Kathy, just before we do our demonstration, I think you have an announcement for us today, some very happy news.
I do indeed, and I love being the bearer of good news. As you know, the Outreach Committee for the last few years has been providing various community service awards to students, young people, who are graduating from high school and going on to post-secondary education. And we continued that this year and had two fantastic young people apply for the award. This was a dilemma. And there was a little bit of, well, not more than a little bit of conversation that went on amongst members of the outreach committee. Oh, isn't it too bad we couldn't give both an award? That conversation developed and the decision was made. So both of these very worthy young people, Christy Chong and Jacob Chung, will each receive a St. Timothy's Award.
Great.
Let's just take a few moments to prepare our hearts for worship.
Grateful he sing his power and his love.
invite you to stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth and ourselves in your image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and to serve you with reverence and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. We would normally have our children's moment at this time. We had our first one of the year, a Back to Church Sunday, on this past Sunday. But today, for those joining us virtually, we're thrilled that our Sunday school program, the Kids Connect, will begin at 11:15 a.m. later this morning. So let us offer for our children who will be gathering together from both St. Timothy's North Toronto and St. Timothy's Agincourt this morning. O Lord God, we thank you for the many blessings that you showered upon our children. And we pray that your Spirit may continue to work to nourish our children. O Lord, bless our Sunday School, Kids Connect, and all its future endeavors, that through it we may glorify you and your Father and your Holy Spirit now and always. Amen. Our first reading.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people should go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on the other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked towards the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given to you to eat." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 105, verses 1 through 6, 37 to 45. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles and the judgments he's uttered. O offspring of his servant Abraham, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Then he brought Israel out with silver and gold. There was no one among their tribes who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for dread of them had fallen upon it. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light by night. They asked, and he brought quails, gave them food from heaven in abundance. He opened the rock and water gushed out. It flowed through the desert like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. So he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with singing. He gave them the lands of the nations and they took possession of the wealth of the peoples, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 1. For to me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I prefer. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus, when I come to you again. Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whenever I come and see you, or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. For them, this is evidence of their destruction, but of your salvation. And this is God's doing, for he has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering him for him as well, since you are having the same struggle that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please stand? The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last.'" The Gospel of Christ. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts today be acceptable to you, for you are our Lord and Redeemer. Amen, and please be seated. The small town of Waterford, Ontario, where I grew up, is set in very picturesque and fertile farmland. Now, in a small town, there's not a great variety of summer jobs for teens like myself, way back then, apart from what we would call some seasonal work, picking strawberries, tomatoes, or other crops for the local market gardeners. So, like today's parable, work wasn't available to us every day, sometimes during the planting season, but most often during harvest, which could become a very busy time. Like the parable, I can attest that farm work was hard work. As the laborers in that parable said, the burden of the day and the scorching heat, and I felt that. But unlike the parable, pay was piecework. The number of baskets of strawberries picked, for example. So really, a full day's work was more profitable than a half a day's work. Extra workers were welcome, though, especially in the crucial span of harvest, because that they helped all of us. And that was fair. It was hard work, and it taught me a few lessons. The value of hard work, but also the attentive personal care that those farm owners had for their land, knowing that they had to ensure that year after year an abundant crop would be produced, and knowing the care that they had for their workers who were helping them. So I have to say, this parable of the laborers in the vineyard really resonated with me. But you know, the parable isn't just about working on a farm or in a vineyard. Like all of Jesus' parables, it's a story with layers of meaning. First, a common situation that everybody could relate to. In this case, the landowner needing to find workers for his vineyard. But also there's another message about the spiritual vineyard, the Lord's vineyard, and those he calls to work in it. Jesus uses the work in the physical vineyard to reach out and talk about life in God's kingdom, life as workers in God's vineyard. Jesus makes it very clear that the story is going to be about the Lord of that vineyard and that Lord's attentive grace. It is the Lord of the vineyard, the landowner, not a manager, who goes out early in the day to hire workers, to hire them for that one denarius, the going wage for a long, hard day's work. This type of hiring, usually done by a manager, was a very common practice in the Near East. Those looking for work, and they were usually the most marginalized people, perhaps who had lost their own land. They gathered in places like the marketplace, known to employers and employees. And the workers waited in hope, just for a day's work so they could earn that denarius. Workers were vulnerable, dependent on the work and pay they might get from day to day. If there was no work that day, or for several days, there was no income for a family, no money for food. But what is doubly unusual, even over and above the Lord of the vineyard, not the manager being there, this vineyard owner keeps going out to hire more workers, always promising to pay them whatever is right, never trying to force a cheaper rate for fewer hours. And specific times are given to show us just how often he goes out to bring in more workers. This Lord of the vineyard was regularly walking out to check on his vineyard. He cares about his vineyard and about how things are going. This was just like those Waterford farmers who would regularly be out in the fields, carefully checking to see how our work was going, maybe if more equipment was needed, even taking time to chat. This being out and about, this caring, reminded me of the work ethic of a very gifted principal I worked with, whose mantra was management by walking around. He regularly, carefully walked the hallways, walked outside, knowing his domain, his vineyard, and knowing the people working and learning there. Just like the farmers around Waterford and that gifted principal, the Lord of the vineyard in Jesus' parable knows his domain, knows its needs, knows its workers. This repeated calling of more workers by the Lord of the vineyard has a deeper meaning beyond simply needing those workers to go and pick the grapes in the vineyard. Chances are, it was harvest time, and more workers were needed to bring in an abundant harvest. So is this also a spiritual harvest time? Certainly Jesus often spoke of the harvest being plentiful, but the workers few. More workers are always needed for his vineyard. The Lord of the vineyard keeps looking for more people to call to him. He goes back again and again, seeing needs in the vineyard, seeing those who were waiting in hope, seeing the needs of those he calls to him. But now it's the end of the workday and time for payment. Something very unusual happens. The owner of the vineyard tells his manager to pay the workers, starting with those hired last and ending with those hired first. Well, right away, I think we can almost hear the first comments, muttering questions from the first hired. Why reverse the normal, the right order of payment? Shouldn't those who work the full day be paid first, hopefully with a bonus to recognize their long hours of hard work? That would be fair, wouldn't it? Instead, they must wait. They see that the last who were hired, who only maybe worked for 1 hour, receive the same full day's wage that the first hired were promised. So that first group complains. You have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. They did not think it was fair that the others worked for less time but received the same pay and the same attention. They wanted fairness and justice for themselves. They didn't see the newest arrival as fellow workers who had helped with the work in the Lord's vineyard. That first group were estranged from the incredible, welcoming graciousness and generosity of that owner, the Lord of the vineyard, who kept bringing in and welcoming more workers. The owner, the Lord of the vineyard, responds to that first group. He is not cheating the first hired. He will pay them the daily wage that he guaranteed them. This is not injustice to that first group. It is abundant grace and generosity to those who came later. That day's wage would allow a worker to provide for his family. So the owner, the Lord of the vineyard, has answered the hope of those who were waiting to be called and has generously provided for each worker's needs. In other words, every worker was special, whether they were the first there or someone who had just joined. The Lord of the vineyard acknowledges and values everyone's effort and contribution. And I wonder if in this parable there was a message for the first disciples. Looking at where this parable is placed in Matthew, right after Peter's question about the disciples, the spiritual firsts who were the first to give up everything and follow Jesus, were the disciples thinking that as the first called, they had the edge over those called to follow later? Were they the envious ones? And Jesus tells the disciples that those who follow him will receive 100-fold. Jesus does not distinguish between those who came to the vineyard first and those who come later. They are all workers in his vineyard. And Jesus ends that little dialogue with the very same words he ends the parable with. The first shall be last, and the last first. In the Lord's vineyard, all are welcome, all are cherished, no matter when they answer the call to come and work in that vineyard. Jesus is always ready to seek out, to ask, and to welcome workers with grace and generosity as they come into his vineyard. And it doesn't matter if someone is a longtime laborer or one new to that vineyard. Our Lord gives freely of grace and love to all who answer his invitation to come work with me in my vineyard. Amen.
I invite you to stand as we confess the faith of our baptism in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us now pray for the church and for the world.
God loves us and desires deep relationship with each person he has created. We can accept his offer at any stage of life, knowing that he is generous to all who know and love him. He constantly shows his love to us by his generosity in providing for all our needs, and much more beyond that. All that he desires in return is our love and faithfulness to him. Let us offer our prayers to him this morning, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks that through your mercy and guidance, we are able to return to worship in our church, that we may rejoice and recognize this rich blessing which you have given us, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for your church throughout the world, especially the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, the Dean, Council, Clergy, and congregations of the Southern Interior Region of the British Columbia Synod, the Right Reverend Jenny Anderson, the Reverend Greg Carpenter, the Prince of Peace Roman Catholic Church, Father Lorenzo Salandanan, and the congregation, and Scarborough Native Child and Family Services, that we may all hear your voice and respond with love and absolute trust, we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for our bishops, Andrew and Kevin, our clergy, Andrea and Kathy, and Elaine, our family ministry's pastor, and for all who serve you in our parish, that following your example of loving generosity, we may reach out into our community and the world in your name. We pray, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator of all, we pray for all who inhabit your world, that you will help and provide for all those who struggle with illness, hunger, poverty, or loneliness, and that you will strengthen and comfort those who are the victims of wildfires, tropical storms, or other natural disasters, we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Ruler of the universe, we pray for leaders throughout the world that you will give them wisdom, compassion, and courage so that in your perfect time peace and harmony will prevail among all nations. We pray, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, we give thanks for our parish family and for the freedom that we have to worship you. Today, we pray for Sylvia, Marge, Paul and Sonia, and Irene. We also give thanks and pray for the children and youth of our parish, especially praying for the joint Sunday school with St. Timothy's North Toronto, which begins today, and the joint youth groups, which begin this month, that you will continue to reveal yourself deeply to each member of this parish family, we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you have blessed us with keen minds and a desire and ability to learn, that you will bless, protect, and guide students and children of all ages and their teachers as they return to classes, either in person or virtually. We pray, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, we give you thanks as we remember our loved ones who were your faithful servants on earth and now are present there with you to offer their praises. Joseph Godwin, Dave Innes, and Pat Williams, that we may remember and follow their examples of faith-filled living, we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Jesus, you healed the sick and showed them your Father's love. We lift to you those who are in need of your touch. Michael, Lucas, Robbie, Tuesday, Jerome, Joseph, Josephine, John and Hazel, Eleanor, Mignon, Louise, M, Terry, Bob, and those others whom we now name to you, either silently or aloud. That you will place your loving hands upon them and meet their needs as only you know best, we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious and loving God, we thank you and bless your name for your gift of grace, that unworthy as we are, you reach out to us with deep love and forgiveness. May we serve you faithfully in your vineyard, recognizing that you paid the price for our sins by sacrificing your own Son to redeem us. We offer these prayers to you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
Amen. My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Sion, city of our God,
God of power, the glory of your works fills us with wonder and awe. Accept our offering this day and help us to live in peace and harmony with all your creation. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks.
It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened a path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel. And through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom. Through the prophets, you renewed your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes at the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature and to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things, he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we've gathered and made into this one bread. So may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. You to stand as we pray. Ruler of the universe, all creation yearns for its fulfillment in your Son. May we who have shared in holy things grow into maturity in him. This we ask in the name of the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you and those you love, this day and always. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for those of you who joined us online today. Our blessings go with you throughout this week. Elaine, thank you for steadily being at the piano. I think you're going to be with us for most Wednesdays, which is wonderful. Angela Given as our lead choral singer today. I think you're going to be here with us for most Wednesdays as well, which is such a gift to us. It's always wonderful to hear your beautiful voice, and you just provide such a wonderful calming presence. So thank you very much for that today. We have our postlude at this point. Guide me, O thou great Redeemer.
Thank you.